and Vera Payne.
Before we head into July, Google Trends expert Christina Vasilio will break down some of the top search trends in entertainment, culture, science, sports, and more. Thank you for joining me, Christina.
Yeah, so happy to be here.
All right, so for the month of June, there's a lot of things that's happened. But entertainment, was there anything popping?
Yeah, so for the month of June, Spider-Man really took over, I guess we could say, the multiverse. Searches for Spider-Man across the universe increased by 500%. And one of the really interesting things that popped off with Spider-Man was people were really interested to know, is the multiverse real? And what does it even mean? They've doubled over the past month.
Wait, do they mean like, is the multiverse real? Or was the multiverse real as a part of the MCU?
I think people are wondering if it's real.
Oh, no. Well, you know what? I'm a huge Spider-Man fan, so I love having new people jump into the genre. We got to remember, guys, no one's going to get bit by a spider and turn radioactive and into a superhero, right?
Hopefully not.
Trying to think, what else happened in the month of June?
So on the culture front, June is Pride Month. And it's also for Juneteenth. So what we were seeing in recognition of Pride Month is people were really interested in giving back. And we've seen this year over year that nonprofits like the Trevor Project spiked during the month of June. And what we also saw for Juneteenth was that people were really interested in learning a little bit more about it. There are a lot of trending questions like, what is Juneteenth? Is it a federal holiday? And one of the ones that really caught my attention is that people were just wondering where it got its name from.
Yeah, I know for one thing for me, Lift Every Voice, I didn't even know about that song until I went to a friend invited me to her niece and nephew's graduation, their eighth grade graduation, and they sang Lift Every Voice. And I remember standing there like, what's happening? Like, I didn't know. And she was like, just follow me. It was a very sweet thing.
Yeah, it's so great, right? You know, we're all learning so much. There's so much culture and things that are happening, not only in for Juneteenth, but for Pride Month. So it's great that people just want to get involved and are learning something new.
Absolutely. I think that's so important, being able to expand your mind. Another thing that's been happening in June was the air quality. I know that thing was, it's bad all the way through. It's because of what's happening in Canada. I think the wildfires, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, so air quality was top of mind for everybody. It was really interesting. In June, people were really interested in knowing what does hazardous air quality mean, that more than quadrupled. And we were seeing this all over the United States, where in the Northeast and Midwest, people were really searching for air quality index. Other parts of the country were also looking more into wildfires. One of the things that sparked my interest in these conversations, though, is people were trying to figure out how to stay safe. So we saw questions like, do masks help with air quality, and do air purifiers help with wildfire smoke become breakout searches in the U.S.? And just so everybody knows, yes, wearing a mask when it's outdoors, when the air quality is bad, or purchasing an air purifier, it can really help filter out that wildfire smoke.
Yeah, I didn't think it would really hurt me that much because I don't have asthma, but I will admit I smoked for well over 10 years. My lungs are very sensitive. I was coughing like crazy when I go outside. Right? I was like, I should have wore a mask.
Now you know for next time.
Right? Because I pulled out my air purifier, but I totally didn't wear a mask. And I should have wore a mask. I'm like, from COVID, you just have them laying everywhere.
I know. And I guess that's a blessing and a curse, right? Having those masks readily available.
Now, another thing that I wanted to talk about that I really enjoy is, was there any odd news that happened?
Oh, so in the odd news space, we had two key things that popped up. And the first one was around camping and hiking. It sounds like people are ready to get outdoors. So they started looking into what outdoor recreational activities are near them. For most of the country, they were looking for fishing near me. But for the West Coast and New England, people were interested in camping and hiking. And what we were also seeing in this space is people are getting ready for those campfires and coming together. So scary stories to tell in the dark hit an all-time high, as well as people looking up the chords for Take Me Home Country Road.
That's a good song to be out there and camping and sing. I actually don't know any of the chords. I'm not much of a musician, but I can definitely sing it off key for you.
100%. I think you and I can go karaoke it, and we can get someone else to bring the guitar.
That's actually pretty cool that camping was up there. Was any camping supplies at all, or was it just like where to camp at?
Yeah, so it was more about where to camp out. And what we've been seeing is that our national parks are hitting an all-time high. So if you're an outdoorsy person and you're looking forward to going out to maybe Zion or Yosemite in the next few months, we want to let you know that Google is here to help you. So recently, we actually brought some new features into Google Maps. So if you are interested in seeing what's really popular in a national park, all you have to do is look it up in Google Maps. And then when you're ready to go, you can actually download the map of the national park directly onto your phone. So when you're doing your adventuring, you don't have to worry about getting lost if you don't have cell service.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. I used to get so scared at the beginning of like all the map stuff, like with MapQuest. Once your phone got offline, like you didn't have a signal, that was it. If you didn't have a map and know how to read one, you were done for.
Yeah. So now even you and I can go out to the trailhead and at least hold the phone up and say, oh, we need to turn left here.
Now, I'm curious. This is another thing I'm totally into is sports. Any sports trending? I know probably the NBA was.
Yeah. So in June, we actually had two national championships. First, of course, the NBA, and the second is the NHL. And we had some interesting trends popping up for our sports fans, one of which that I thought was funny was how heavy is the Stanley Cup in pounds? That was a breakout search in the U.S. But then one of the other things that I think we can't get away from is LeBron James. Somehow, even though he wasn't in the championship, he is still the most trending athlete whenever you Google something about championship and an athlete. It's LeBron James.
Wow. That's so funny. That was like a moment of contention with the Nuggets, was that even though they were the ones who are slated to win the whole thing, that they're still talking about the Lakers, even though they got knocked out early. So that is pretty funny that LeBron James is still number one trending.
But the good part is that at least people had questions. People were interested if it was the Nuggets' first championship, which it was. And then I think our Nuggets fans can be really excited because our second most asked question was how many NBA teams have never won a championship. So it's 11 now, and Nuggets can finally say we're not a part of that group anymore.
Yeah, next year is going to be a little exciting. I want to see if they can go back to back. I don't know, man. Everybody's vying for it.
I know. It's so exciting.
Lastly, because I know that everyone's going to be thinking about it, is 4th of July food. You got to prepare now for the 4th. So is that trending at all?
Everyone's getting ready for their barbecue. We had some most searched red, white, and blue foods, which I thought was really interesting. You had your old favorites, like how to make your cookies red, white, and blue, or your charcuterie board. But one of the most searched things in the past week was a cheesecake salad. Have you ever heard of this?
Never. What is that?
So a cheesecake salad, I like to think of it as a fruit salad, but with the fillings and flavorings of a cheesecake. So it's kind of, instead of it being an actually cooked cake, it's more of a pudding. So I think Gen Z and the millennials are trying something new, and I'm really excited. I hope one of my friends brings it to the barbecue next week.
It sounds like tasty, but I feel like the texture in your mouth would be a bit disgusting, but I am intrigued nonetheless. I will eat it if it's brought in front of me.
You will eat it. And you know, what's really funny when you mentioned texture, this has actually been some odd news in the food space too. Not only are they looking up the cheesecake salad, they're looking for more ways to incorporate cottage cheese. That has been a breakout search on cottage cheese recipes this year. So I don't know. You may want to ask people, what are they bringing to the 4th of July cookout? Because you may end up getting some cottage cheese cookie dough or something.
Bro, what happened to just bringing some chips? Like bring like four bags of chips and some pop. Like, let's go. Hot dogs, right? Like, you got to make it complicated.
Yeah, we have to reinvent the wheel every now and again. So
yeah, well, you know that. But you know that cheesecake salad, I mean, you want to reinvent the wheel. I think we're going to start right there.
Yeah, I trust that one a little bit more.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for joining me. And for those listening, where can they find more information about these trends?
Yeah, if you're interested to see what people are Googling every day, please visit google.com/trends and you can see what's spiking in real time.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening.